this is a very interesting pastime. It's recording already?
Yes.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudamani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Uttamena Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. It describes that once Krishna and Arjuna were together at the Yamuna, and at that time Krishna and Arjuna asked Krishna a question. I have heard that you have pastimes with the gopis, but I have never seen these pastimes, nor did I know more about it than just the small things I had heard here and there. If you truly accept me as your friend, then please reveal these pastimes to me. So Krishna was at the beginning, or at first, hesitating. After all, Arjuna is his friend, and Arjuna will not understand anything about the relationships with the gopis. You know, it's a total different chapter, a total different rasa. But then Krishna says, no one, even the men in the spiritual world, what to speak of those men in this material world, can understand something about this pastime which I have. No matter how dear they are, no one can understand the gopis. Then Arjuna felt very, I think we must we can understand him. He's a very close friend to Krishna, and he really wanted to know this chapter of his friend's life. It's like when we are a friend of someone, we want to know everything about him, and if we can't, we become even more curious. So Krishna saw that Arjuna really wanted to know something about the gopis, but what could he do? Not even his father, not even his mother, not even his friends in Vrindavan are there at the pastimes with the gopis. So then he said, there's only one way you can understand about the gopis. You must participate in my pastimes with the gopis as a gopi yourself. And to become participate like this in my pastimes, you must worship the goddess Tripura Sundari, who is watching over my eternal realm of Braj, and you must beg her to fulfill your desires. Without her blessings, even I cannot satisfy your request. So this is this goddess which must satisfy in order to enter Vrindavan is no one else than the goddess Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is prayed to by the devotees. And here in this world, she is Mahamaya, keeps the curtain of the three gunas before us and Krishna. And there in the spiritual world, she is Yoga Maya, who can remove the curtain. And I would like to find for you a prayer to Yoga Maya so that you know a little bit what Yoga Maya is and how she can help you, but I'm not sure that I can find this prayer. How do I know if it is here in this? Ah, yeah, here. Here is my prayer to Yoga Maya. It's 222. This is a very wonderful time that we can actually relish this. The devotee prays to Yoga Maya. There's no one in this world as fallen as I am. I have fallen into this vast ocean of material existence and I have become most agitated. O Yoga Maya, O worshipful goddess of the Vaishnavas, O Mother of the Universe, when will you bestow your mercy and lift your veil of Mahamaya? I have heard your glories from the Vedic literatures. You bind the souls who are opposed to Krishna and make them engaged in worldly life. So that person who, through the gradual dawning of good fortune, develops a favorable disposition towards Sri Krishna, you give liberation and you make him free from limitation and fear. So when this energy, this Maya sees that we are against Krishna, then she covers the soul who is against Krishna. But when she sees that the soul is now for Krishna, and then Yoga Maya frees one from all limitation and fear. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, O Mother, please show your causeless mercy to this servant and give me shelter in Vrindavan, for you are Yoga Maya herself. When someone ignores you, how can the jiva attain Sri Krishna? Krishna manifested his rasa lila pastimes only by your mercy. You are an eternal companion of Sri Krishna and the mother of the universe. You have shown me the transcendental wish-fulfilling jewel of Krishna consciousness. O Mother, please look upon me without reservation so that my faith in the Vaishnavas may increase at every moment. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda is not able to cross the ocean of material existence. So, this Yoga Maya is asked to increase the faith in the Vaishnavas, because through the Vaishnavas we get knowledge about Krishna. Very nice. When one ignores Yoga Maya, one can never attain Sri Krishna's mercy. Why? Because Krishna manifested his rasa lila by engaging his Yoga Maya energy to make all the arrangements. So you need Yoga Maya to help you enter this pastime where you can be together with the Lord. Please give me shelter in Vrindavan, And this is what the devotees pray to Yogamaya.
Very nice. So,
Arjuna is very happy and goes to the temple of the goddess. He finds this temple in a beautiful valley with the flower-bearing trees. There are many birds around. And there he sees in the temple a deity of Yogamaya. So because Yogamaya knows this is Arjuna, the best friend of Krishna, the famous Pandava Arjuna, she manifests herself in the form of a 16-year-old girl. Her left foot is rested on a Sri Yantra. So Krishna, so Arjuna humbly introduces himself. He says, "I am known as Arjuna. She's so famous." So Yogamaya says, "I know who you are. And I also know what is your desire. You want to enter the secrets of the gopis' association with Krishna." So she then initiates Arjuna into a science where Arjuna must make austerities, where he must chant an appropriate mantra and must daily worship the goddess. Again, Yogamaya appears to Arjuna and brings a lady with her. And this is her assistant. And she says to the assistant, "Bring Arjuna to Vrindavan." So Arjuna walks to the atmosphere of Vrindavan, hears the sound of the bees and the birds, and smells the fragrance, sees how the wind carries nice mist, you know. It's like a very humid atmosphere, very refreshing atmosphere. And as Arjuna walks through Vrindavan, he feels a love for Krishna he has never felt before. It's very intense, very, very personal. He's very, very amazed. And for a long time, Arjuna looks for Krishna but cannot find him. He is still in the form of a varia. So, Arjuna asks the lady, "There must be something I must be doing which I don't do at the present moment, and that's why I come. Why Krishna keeps himself hidden from me." So the attendant, the servant of Yogamaya, understands, of course, and brings Krishna and his friend to a lake, and it says to this friend, says to Arjuna, "You must take your bath in this lake." He goes into the lake. It's very mysterious. There are lotus flowers everywhere. There's no one around. And it's very lonely. And he takes this bath in the lake one time, two times, three times, and then he comes up. He is no longer more in the form of a barrier. His form has changed. He is fully dressed with the ornaments and the dress which are belonging to a resident of a village, but a lady. Arjuna looks into the lake, sees his reflection, sees, oh my God, it's a beautiful lady who looks at me. And he starts to feel feelings that only the way gopis can feel towards Krishna. So Arjuna at this time also forgets completely that he once was Arjuna. He is now Arjuniya, a wonderful gopi girl. There is no one around. The helper of Yogamaya has disappeared, and Arjuniya hears a voice from the sky. Beautiful girl, go now. The path which leads to the east, there you will meet another lake. On the lake you will find more girls like you who are very dear to Lord Krishna. They will help you to fulfill the desire of your heart. So he goes to this lake and to the east, comes to the lake and sits down, and all of a sudden he hears in the distance laughter, and he hears these divine voices. And as he looks to the opposite side of the lake, he sees all of a sudden the most beautiful goddesses. When he looks at them, he feels ashamed because he feels very insignificant. And Arjuniya sees that these beautiful personalities are possessed of a love which is very, very rare to find. Let us pause here for a moment and see what has happened to Arjuna. He has prayed to Yogamaya, he served her, and Yogamaya has given him entrance into Vrindavan. But because he has a certain desire, that is to understand something about the gopis, it is clear that he cannot do this in the male body. So he takes on a spiritual lady body. But it's also clear that no one can understand anything about the gopis enjoying Krishna's pastimes with the gopis without the help of the gopis. Let us remember, Krishna said, you will never understand this unless and until you participate in these pastimes yourself. In a way, this describes also our own journey. We will have to be released from Maya's kingdom, and we also have to gain entrance into the spiritual kingdom of God, which is only possible by Yoga Maya's help. And then we will only be able to understand anything about Radha and Krishna, and the other gopis' love for Krishna, if we are actually willing to change our identity. Lakshmi wanted to also understand Krishna and his relationship with the gopis. But because she was not willing to stop being Lakshmi, Krishna never allowed her to participate in the pastimes and in the rasa dance. And even up to this day, she performs her austerities in one forest called Belavan, opposite the Yamuna. So what will happen to Arjuna, who has forgotten that he is Arjuna, and who is now in a spiritual body, will become, we will talk about tomorrow. It's a very wonderful pastime that Krishna allows us to meet tomorrow for Dhammadarashnakam. We will be able to follow the secrets more. It's a very elevated knowledge. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari.